both.
I'm sorry?
I feel like you can do both if you go to church.
Well, here, can I give you a gospel card? I'll take one of yours if you take one of mine. I hope you read that. I'm going to test yours. You can test this one here. My husband's over there if you have any questions. But we teach the biblical gospel. What denomination is your church that you're trying to invite me to?
I'm not entirely sure. Sorry.
Okay, so you don't know what the denomination is. But it was, I can tell you, it was made of man. It was not made of God, if you realize that. It was made hundreds and hundreds, maybe even 1,000 years or more later, after Christ set up his New Testament body. Do you know that? Have you studied the origins of what you're practicing?
No, I don't.
Well, I would encourage you to. We love our neighbor. That's why we're out here. I'm not trying to put you on the spot and be mean or anything, young man. I'm just trying to help you. See, you haven't even tested the origins of where you go to church. You need to test yourself to the scriptures as well. Because if you're at a place like this, your church is not teaching you the truth on how to be a holy, godly, called out, set apart young man. And can we go over the gospel on that and see if that what they're teaching you is the biblical gospel? The gospel is Christ, who was fully God, fully man, came to earth, died for the sins of mankind. He shed his blood, right? These people here are trampling on the blood of Christ. By being worldly and carnal, he shed his blood for the forgiveness of sins, correct? You believe that, right? Yeah, so in order to get your sins forgiven, what must a person do? Do you know that? Have they taught you that?
Repent.
Repent, that's good. Now, repentance, do you know what that means?
Give your life to Jesus, right?
No, that would be part of what you're supposed to do, but repentance is a turning of your mind. You turn your mind from living in the world and loving your life and doing everything you want. You leave that all behind and you turn your mind toward God and Christ and following after him. Okay, so that means you're going to repent of your sins and leave them all behind. And if you do that and God sees a willing vessel, you know what he will do? What do you think happens next? You'll be born from above. You'll be born again. You get the Holy Spirit within you. Have they taught you that? I'm sorry?
I don't remember.
I'm half deaf, so I have a hard time hearing. So if you don't remember that, then they haven't been teaching you a biblical gospel, so I've just proven that. They've taught you not to test things, right? So you must be born from above, which means God will put the Holy Spirit within you, and you're all standing here listening. Yes.
Yes, that's the gospel that we teach.
Okay, are you with him?
Yeah.
Okay, well, he didn't know it. How old are you?
I'm 15.
You're 15. Okay, well, you're kind of old enough to know that if you're following along. I'm trying to be nice. Yeah, I'm trying to help you.
I just started following Christ last year, so.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, I'm glad I get to talk to you.
And as you're in the church learning and discipling the students and things like this.
So would you like me to finish the gospel for you that they haven't been teaching you all of because you didn't really know? Because seriously, how long you've been, like, following along for a year?
Roughly.
Okay, do you realize the gospel is the foundation of who we are in Christ? That should be the first thing they teach you, each thing. Faith, repentance, being born again. After that, if you're born from above and God has his Holy Spirit in you, what do you think happens? Do you go out and live like the world and do anything you want? Or would it be the product of the Holy Spirit doing holy, godly, good things for him, right? Keeping his commands. John 15:14, we love him if we keep his commands. And then you're going to keep doing that until the day you die. It's called enduring. You don't just believe and then get to go to heaven living in your sin. So I've just proven they haven't taught you that. Your soul is on the line, young man. And I know you're probably under the authority of your parents. Maybe you don't have a choice. But I want you to test all that. And look on the back of the card. I'm going to ask you, you seem like a smart young man. Revelation 22:14-15 says, if you love and practice one lie, you'll be left outside the gates of heaven with the sorcerers, the whoremongers, the adulterers, the murderers. If you don't repent and you love and practice one lie, you're going to be left outside the gates with them. And there's proof of it in the Bible. Acts 5, a couple got killed by God for lying. 1 Corinthians 11, in the Lord's Supper, people were taking it unworthily. God was killing them and making them sick. They don't teach you that in the church. This should be a fearful thing. Fear God. Fearing God is the beginning of wisdom. So let me ask you a question. Do you know how many days Jesus said he would be in the grave? Do you know that one?
I don't know how many he said he was, but I know he was in there for 3 days.
He's supposed to be in there for 3 days and three nights. In the Bible, he talks about how many hours are in a day, right? So we know there's 24 hours in a day. So 3 times 24, 72. So the churches teach you Friday to Sunday morning. Can you get 72 hours from that? You can't. You know what that means? Somebody's lying. Jesus or the churches? Who do you think's lying? The churches. This is a big deal because we just learned one lie will leave you outside the gates of heaven. Christmas, Easter, Good Friday. Feminization, women are to cover their heads if they're a true, holy, godly woman. They're to dress themselves. 1 Corinthians 11, 1 Timothy 2, 1 Peter 3. It's all in the scriptures, see? And it's not cultural and it's not essentials and non-essentials. You have to do Matthew 4, 4, everything Jesus commanded. You'll lose your soul, young man, if you don't repent and obey and seek after him. Don't follow feminism. She's being a feminist right now. I love your soul. But you're trying to divert a young man who's listening to the truth and you're laughing about it. You're dressed. I'm just going
to
be, I love you. I love you. I don't know if maybe someday you'll be my sister, but you're dressed like what the harlots did in the Bible. I'm just letting you know. You're a sinful, carnal woman. And I know I saw your prayer team women there. I don't see, you know what? I haven't seen my sister in this place anywhere. Have you seen a godly, holy woman called out, calling people out of the world here?
No, we are actually
obedient. Have you seen one of them?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Ma'am, you can't pray with your head uncovered. You can't pray with an unregenerated heart. You're showing the fruit of not being born again.
Yes.
And now you just swept away that young man. You know what I'm going to tell you?
Yes.
Jesus said, it's better if you had a millstone around your neck than you deceive one of these young ones. Young man, test yourself. It's not a laughing matter. Your soul is on the line, young man.
May I ask a question?
Yes, young man.
So you say that you're against all churches, right? But doesn't it depend on, like, maybe the pastor at that church or the type of church that you go to? Because there are some churches that, yes, I agree, teach the wrong things. But that's not all churches, right?
Well, we test them all. We haven't found one that has a... Oh, watch out for that bee. He's around us now. Baptist, Methodist, Lutheran, AOG, Mormon, Catholic, non-denominational. We haven't found one that is either teaching the truth or wants to teach the truth.
My dad has been a pastor ever since I was really young, so I've grown up in the church, right?
Okay.
I can attest that our church, which is Crossroad Community Church, and Sioux Falls First, which is the church that, like...
Is that this card that I have?
Yeah.
Well, tell you what, we're going to look into that. Can I give you this gospel card to give to your dad?
Yeah.
Can I give you one, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, so give that to your dad. Tell him that my husband, he's down there with the sign somewhere. I don't know where he went. He's around here somewhere. He'll be right over there. Oh, there he is. He would love to talk to him. If he's here, well, my husband will be preaching and talking to other people, so maybe just wait and tell him to give us an email and we'll give him a phone number. We'd love to talk to him. I'm sorry, there's a lot of people going by. It's kind of distracting here. So.
And then I have another question. So you say that you've tested and tried all types of churches, right? So have you actually gone in and experienced a service at that church?
Oh, no, we wouldn't do that because, see, to sit and sing and pray and unite with people who are practicing sin, that puts us in with them, that we're agreeing with it. And we're supposed to come out and not touch that. We're supposed to come out from among them, touch no unclean thing. And the churches are practicing unclean things. You heard me tell that other young man, Christmas, Easter, we just went through Good Friday, didn't we?
Yeah.
They're teaching a lie.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have anything to do with that. And they're teaching many more of them. So I wanted to share that with you. I'm going to go find my husband. He'd be happy to answer some questions for you. If you want, I'm going to go get him, and then we can talk more if you want. Give that to your dad.
May I say one more thing? I'm really
sorry. Go ahead.
So I was saved by going to the same type of churches that we've gone to now, and I've experienced, like, visions and sights, and I've experienced the love of God for myself. And so, just from me, I'm not taking what you guys are saying, because I've experienced God myself in the church.
But can I help you on that? It's not a fleshly experience.
Yeah.
It's a spiritual one.
And
you don't feel the
God
Holy Spirit.
In the spiritual.
I'm going to let you go now because I don't really want anything to do with this man. He can talk to my husband. I'll be back. You know what? It was nice talking to you. I'm going to go find my husband. Give that to your dad. My husband's about to hear from you.